Good afternoon, Ayuti.
Hi, is this Sandy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Sandy, it's Matt here with Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I cannot complain. It's Wednesday, right?
Yep.
So I did get your email. I figured I'd just give you a call, either schedule a time. That's, we could either go through this now or we can schedule a time. What would work best for you?
Well, how long is it going to take?
Honestly, I just need like 10, 15 minutes tops. And I just ask you a couple bits of questions. And then we would actually schedule another call with you on another time. That would be a 45-minute call, go through some stuff with you a little more in depth, you know, get you in front of a computer, start talking about some stuff, your website, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So just today would just take about 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay. So the name, we're going under AIUDI Construction and Materials. That's what you guys want to keep it as, right? That's your LLC name?
It's just IUD Construction and Materials. No A.
Yeah, so IUD Construction and Materials. I got you. So it's spelled AIUDI, though,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Okay. And then the address is 190 Camp Street, still Plainville, Connecticut, 06062.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And your legal name? I'm assuming it's what, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, or is it Sandy?
Yeah, why do you need that? You're not going to put that anywhere.
No. I mean, it's just like, obviously, that's your legal name, so I just want to make sure that we have it correct.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we'll call you Sandy, don't worry. Do not call me Sandra.
Yeah.
I know. I hate being called by my name, too. My legal name's Matthew, but
Hang on one second, Matt.
What?
Sure.
Luis? Yes. I think we're going to have Luis paint them.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Okay.
Okay.
So I got that. Okay. And then you guys don't have a website created, right? So we're going to create the website for you, obviously, like what we talked about.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's different templates, too, that I can send you.
Okay.
You know, that you can kind of choose from. But here, like, I can kind of give you, like, an example, too. Like, so you can see as well. Let me see. Oh, here, something like this. Let me see. Let me see how this one looks. Okay, so something like this. I mean, here, obviously, this is just an example. It would be, like, more geared towards your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll definitely text this to you, too.
Yeah,
you can
like
see how it would
standard
look.
Standard templates.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not. I mean, it's just like kind of like I'm sending you one like kind of like a concrete type of like website, you know,
okay.
And then it would have your name, your logo at the top. But it also shows you how you can see like how it would look like on an iPad. You can see how it looks like on a cell phone, too. You can kind of scroll through it. It's kind of cool. So, like,
okay.
You can kind of see that. But that's, like, kind of an example. Like, we would put your name on it, like, use some of the photos that you guys have, right?
Okay.
Create the different pages, the gallery. But that would be kind of like, I just texted it to you right there, Sandy, so you can see what that would look like.
Texted it to me or you emailed it?
I texted it to you.
Okay. Do you have my cell phone number?
I just sent it to the number here. You don't get text on that. I have a 209-6257 number. Is that
that's
yours?
My brother's phone.
Okay.
He's really the one that people have to talk to, but
yeah. Let me I'll email it to you, in fact. Let me
do
that.
Email
right now.
It to me. I mean he's sitting here, but you know he's not here all the time.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me get that to you right now. Here's one example. No, I like this one. Okay. So here's kind of how that would look like. Okay. And then let me go back to your Google profile here. So you guys show your hours 7:30 a.m. to 4:30, basically Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then Sunday close. Is that the hours you guys want to be?
What were the Saturday hours?
9 a.m. to 12 p.m.?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Gotcha. Just want to make sure. And then on your website, we can build it out so you can, like, we can do, like, different types of integrations, like a PayPal or different type of integrations where you can take cards and that sort of thing. Would you guys want that, you know, on your website? It's no additional cost.
Yeah, maybe, because we do take credit cards.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe we can work with what you guys have, and we'll figure out how to do that. So I'll put that in there. Again, there's no additional cost on that as well. So, okay.
Most people now do pay credit cards.
They do. I know.
I mean, I can remember a time where people would come in with shoeboxes of cash, but that does not happen now.
Uh-huh. Now, you guys are mainly a materials store kind of
materials
thing.
Hauling, and we also do
concrete work, right?
Yeah, concrete work.
Okay. Gotcha. That is great to know. Let me take a look here, too.
We also have a little lawn service business.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's something we can definitely talk about, too, because I do have a pay-per-lead program eventually I can bring to the table. And the cool thing about those pay-per-leads is you only pay for the leads you want, so you, like, get to talk to them, right? But
yeah,
it does
really the
take...
pay-per-leads have really – we've really gotten screwed with the pay-per-leads in the past. So
yeah, but the nice thing is they come –
unless we actually get the job.
Yeah. Well – the thing about the pay-per-leads, you show up at the very tippy top of Google, and they actually do work, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you ever saw that Stingray Electric video I sent you, but he talks about our pay-per-leads. And what's so good about them is you talk to the person, you get to ask that person a bunch of questions, and if it makes sense, and they're like a genuine, like, somebody that's actively looking to do it, then, you know, the leads are great because it's not shared with anybody. It is an exclusive lead, right? So I can get you, like, set up for that, but it does take time to get set up for it. First off, Google does a full-on background check on you guys, make sure no felonies. They want to see the liability insurance, right? But you show up at the very tippy top of Google, and you can turn those leads on and off at any time. So they are the best leads money can buy, hands down. It's my favorite thing that we bring to the table because...
So if you don't get the job, you don't have to pay for the lead.
So the only time Google charges you, okay? So no, it's not based on that. It's just based on is it a decent lead or not, right? But the nice thing about these, they're not shared with anybody, so it is an exclusive lead. You know, like other pay-per-lead programs, especially like Angie's or other type of like companies out there, they share that lead with 5, 6, 7, 8 different guys, right? But with Google... you're not paying for a lead like somebody else is getting. It's an exclusive lead, right? You get shown at the very tippy top of Google on this platform, and you know, you get to talk to the person before you make the decision of paying for it. So the only time that Google charges you, Sandy, is when you give them pricing over the phone. So, like, during the course of that conversation, and it's like, okay, you know, hey, you know, how much is it to, you know, come lay concrete or do foundation or whatever they're calling about when it comes to that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you obviously you're going to ask them a bunch of questions, and, you know, and if it makes sense, you can give them pricing over the phone. Or if, you know, in most cases, most businesses have to go out there, right, to give a quote. So the only kind of two times you do get charged for the lead is when you get pricing over the phone or you go and agree to meet them in person. But
how does Google
if you don't
that?
Like the lead, what?
How does Google know that?
They're listening to the call. They got AI robots,
okay.
You know? So, yeah, so... that's the nice thing about it. So yeah, that's a great question. How do they know that? It's because, yeah, they're definitely listening to the call.
Okay.
And so it does take about 2 months to get set up. So my recommendation is let's start here. Okay.
All right.
And
well,
then
let's talk about that let's get all the other stuff set up, and then we'll talk about this afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That is a great way to
see
how your
business.
You know,
Angie used to have a program where they would send you a lead, and you would do the job. If you, you know, if you did the job, then you would pay them.
That was a while ago.
Program.
Yep. I remember that. It was a while ago. Mm-hmm.
If people were screwing them, I guess.
Or they probably weren't making enough money.
Sure they weren't. But a lot of people weren't paying them either at the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they told us anyway. So, but yeah, that was we got a lot of work from that. But
yeah.
It's no more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of people that switch. I have a roofing company in North Carolina that switched. They were spending $2,500 a month with Angie's, and now they're with me, and they're doing the paper leads. I have some people that spend $40,000 a month with me on those paper leads. So, you know, it just comes down to
if you're getting that kind of work, then fine. You don't mind paying for it. But if you're not, it's not really getting you anywhere, then it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. And so everybody's going to have to start small, you know, and like, you know, some people are different phases, right? But the nice thing, though, those paper leads do work because you have full control over it. As long as they're interested, right, and they're actively looking for your services, mm-hmm. right, then, you know, I mean, I can't, you know, change the fact whether some of them you're going to close and some of them you're not, but
right.
That's how leads go. You know, as long as you're closing enough where the marketing expense is more than paying for itself and you're getting a good ROI, that's
right.
really effective marketing at the end of the day. So,
right.
Well,
how
okay.
much is it per lead?
Yeah, you know what? I can check that real quick.
Does
for
it
you.
Depend on the quote or is it
nope?
A flat
it's just
fee?
A cost per lead. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
but. Yeah, let's take a look. Let's see what they're going to say on this one.
And this is interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. I sent you, like I said, that Stingray Electric video of my guy. I have Lewis Pest Control doing a video for me tomorrow, actually. So, but my Stingray Electric, they spent a lot of money on those leads. A lot. Let's take a look here. So for your area, okay, first off, do you guys have either a new home construction registration or a home improvement contractor registration license with Connecticut? You have
yes.
any of those?
Okay. Yep, we have an
HIC. So you have that. You have general liability insurance, I'm assuming, correct? Like at least like a $250,000 or higher. So those leads for what you're looking for would run $59 for a qualified lead.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's reasonable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually somebody that's genuinely looking for your services. It's not shared with anybody. Google and us will promote it, right? And you're going to get like showing up at the very tippy top. You show up at like the first search result, like anywhere we put these, right, campaign. So that's why it does take a 2-month vetting process with Google, because Google doesn't just put anybody at the tippy top. They vet the businesses, right?
Okay.
So the background check, the liability insurance, showing that you have the contractor license, right? And then any lead that you want, it's $59.
All right. Well, that's
so,
very
yeah.
interesting. We can talk about that.
Let's see, I bring more stuff to the table. So that's,
right.
you know, why, you know, I'm able to help businesses scale. So, you know, this is a great first start,
mm-hmm.
Dandy, you know, start in this direction and then we can work towards, you know, getting that set up. But like I said, keep in mind, it is a 2-month project. So a lot of people are like, man, I want more leads. Right. And then they want to get on this and then they're like, man, I got to wait 2 months. And yeah, so, you know, whenever you're ready, though, you can definitely reach out to me, you know, and we can definitely start getting that going and talk more detail. There are some, like, little things that are involved in it. There's some fees, though, because we got to pay for your background check on that. And then there is when you do get set up, Google requires you to prepay for 13 leads up front. So, obviously, that's like a $767 expense, right? But you can draw from those 13 leads as quickly or as slowly as you like, right? And then once you go through the 13 leads, then it auto reloads, right? So if it takes you a month and a half or 2 months to go through 13 leads, right, then it reloads at 13 leads at a time.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like a prepaid account.
So you pay up front. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But like I said, it's definitely a program that will help you scale. Like I said, I mean, I sent you a really good video on it. I mean, I have some very big clients that are taking those leads all day long. So it just depends, like, how much business you guys are trying to attract and how much you guys can take on more leads. Like, a lot of my guys, though, when they're really busy, they can't take any more leads on, right? So they have it off, right? But when they can take more leads, they turn it on. So, you know, it's good for businesses to help them scale. And as I always say, Sandy, it's really that filler, right? Like, because certain weeks you can take on more business, certain weeks you're busy, right?
Right.
So when you need that extra clients, you just turn them on, right? But when you don't, obviously you keep it off. So,
right, yeah. It depends on the job, too, how big the job is and how, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's the nice thing is if it doesn't make sense to spend $59 for that lead, you simply turn it down. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Unfortunately, we can't help you. Right? I have guys that turn down business all the time on those, right? So that's the nice thing is you can pick and choose on that too, right? Because the only time you're getting charged is if you get pricing over the phone.
I like the prepay aspect of it too, because then you know what you where you're at. You're not just getting charged. You know, I think
exactly.
I signed up for some lead program and we're getting billed $2,000 like for nothing.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, my basic package is a flat rate, right? Like I said, I'm giving you that $249. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a one-time charge to get those paper leads set up. It's $250 with us because, again, we have to pay the background check and all that paperwork that's required. It is very time-conducive for my team to get it done. But whenever you're ready to get that running for you guys, you know, then you'll have that, you know, for you guys to, you know, have those extra leads. And to shoot you straight, they're really great leads. Like, I've seen so many businesses scale off those leads to the next level. Because my $249 package, basically, that I'm giving you, right, it's going to get you a good ROI. It's going to get you to keep you on the top of Google, right? We're going to run $100 in Facebook retargeting ads like we talked about. But the paper leads are the leads that are going to, like really allow you to take a business to whatever level you want. Like, if you really want to go, like, bring in $10,000-$15,000 worth of business, those are the leads that are going to do that for you.
Okay.
Right. You know, so, but being on this, like, my basic package can bring in several thousands of dollars of business every month. I mean, it does have a good ROI that my clients are getting, but it, like I said, it's only going to scale you so far. We're talking $249. Right. So, okay. So got all that, got your, that information. So we do have to set up a security question, Sandy, for, your accounts. So here are our options, either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Why don't we do first pet?
Okay. What was that answer?
Bushes.
B-U-S-H-E-S?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. B-U-S-H-E-S. Perfect. I'm going to make sure I spell it right, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to get you over your invoice and everything. And then, like I said, it's going to be $249 every month. So basically, today it's going to be $249, and then on the 25th of every month, we do, like I said, ask for a 3-month commitment, and then after that, it strictly goes to a month-to-month relationship with us. Okay. So you could either use like MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. What works best for you?
Hang on a second.
Sure.
We're going to do a debit Visa card.
Sure.
Oh, shoot. Why should I get so many darn cards from this bank?
Yeah, I know. I have too many cards too myself. I've canceled like 3 this year.
All right.
Like, I don't need all these credit cards.
Let me just make a note that what I'm doing here. Okay.
That should start with a 4 when you're ready.
Yep. 4258.
Mm-hmm.
3945.
Mm-hmm.
0218
mm-hmm. 8756. Okay. Let me read this back to you. 4258-3945-0218-8756. Did I get
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and then the expiration date on that?
1128.
1128. Okay. And then 3-digit code on that.
041.
041. Okay. Perfect. Gotcha. Okay. And did you see that link I emailed to you, by the way, too? I don't know if you got it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So that's kind of like an example. And again, we have so many templates and stuff you can choose from. What I always tell two people is like, look, let's create the website. Let's
mm-hmm.
get you something going. And then if you don't like it or if you want this to be changed or, hey, guys, change that, let us know and we'll change it up for you. That's
yeah,
the one
I have
thing
to have my
doing.
Brother here. He's the one that, you know, I always forget things. He's like, well, why didn't
gotcha.
You, why did you do that? So he's got to be
yeah.
pretty involved.
And the card, is it under Sandra?
It is my name, but it's Sandra Iudi DiVincenzo, but it's Iudi Construction and Materials.
I gotcha. But the name on the card as well says Sandra Iudi. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I am almost done with you. Okay, right. So I do have to read this to you, okay, since I did get you a discounted agreement here. And I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you, Sandy. I just want to make sure, obviously, you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Iudi Construction and Materials, LLC.
Perfect. Also, do you mind if we remove the LLC off of your name on Google?
No.
Okay. That's exactly what I'm going to propose, because actually when people put the LLCs and all that, it just clogs up the name. So I'm going to have my team remove that off there, okay?
Okay.
And then please state your name and title within the business.
Sandra Iudi DiVincenzo. I am a member owner.
Gotcha. And obviously you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're obviously the authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. It's common sense stuff, but, you know, I have to say it because a lot of times you'd be surprised. I got some of my clients, it's like pulling teeth to communicate, right? Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Okay?
Wait, 877-what?
It's also in my email, but it's 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put that under in your contacts as a Local Splash. And just to confirm, do you want to keep the phone numbers that I have on record, like, or do you want me to change one of the numbers? Like you said, the cell phone number is your brother's. So should I put a different cell phone number like yours on the account?
Oh,
instead?
No, I don't want people calling me. Because
okay.
I'd be like, I don't know. You have to talk to him anyway.
Oh, I see. So we're going to
keep one that
cell
does healing.
There.
Know what? I sit in the office. That's what I do. But he goes out on the job.
It.
He's the one that, you know, has the crews. He's the one that does all the scheduling
yeah.
for the hauling. So that's mm-hmm. got to be his number. I mean, if you want my number for the
yeah.
background stuff, I'll give you my cell phone number.
Well, I'm just saying he's not going to really be handling this, that you're going to be handling it. So
yeah.
like only my team is going to be calling you. Right. When it comes
mm-hmm.
for this. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the customers. We're not mm-hmm. going to have the number going just we're going to have the number going like anytime somebody calls Sandra,
mm-hmm.
it's going to go to the regular 860-747 number. That's what you want the calls coming to, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they can
gotcha.
They can call his if they can't get through on that number, they can call his cell phone directly. He will pick up. Well, he won't pick up the calls.
Or we're going to only have it going to one. We're only going to have it going to one number, like the actual like marketing. And just to kind of give you an idea, and I'll go over to like that in a little bit more details in a second. But let me just get finished through this so that, you know, I can at least get that knocked out so I don't skip any steps. But yeah, we're going to make sure that, that, so you have that number there, and then I'll grab your cell phone number in a second too. So please allow up to 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We've provided you a security question to verify that all calls coming from Local Splash are actually Local Splash and not another company. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include proof of insurance, business license, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask these documents, upon request, be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items upon request within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is February 25th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 25th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty simple, as I always say. Okay, so let me go ahead and take a look here as well, and I am almost got you done. Okay.
So you, what are you going to send me an email about the things I need to submit?
Yeah, you're definitely going to get that. Like you're definitely going to get that. Like all the documents you need. Yeah, you're going to get that from our team as well.
Okay.
So, and we will call you too, like if there's anything else that we're needing. So like we will be able to call, like get, call you on that. So, but yeah, definitely. And then right now I'm having to manually discount you because like I said, we don't have a $249 package. I'm getting you a deal here, obviously. So give me 1 second. Working on that, and then I'll have you on your way. But as I was going to say, okay, so one thing we do, and I don't know if we really went too heavily in the emails about it, one thing we do that's like separates us from a lot of companies is we use this thing called a call tracking phone number. Okay, did you see any of that information when you were looking us up on people talking about that?
No, I looked at all those things very briefly.
Yeah, I hear you. I know life moves a million miles a second, so I get that, Sandy. Okay, so
but
what
plus,
we're going to
you know,
do
we're
is
here
we're
in Connecticut, and we have been inundated with snowstorms.
Oh yeah, I know. Like
we're
I've
like
been hearing like
20
I got,
inches of snow here.
So
I have
not
been in the office
good.
A whole lot either.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hear you. Like, yeah, it's just, it doesn't slow down, right?
Well, you know, we don't usually have winters like this. This has been crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's been a crazy winter. Like,
well, you're in California,
it's been,
right?
But, like, some people were telling me on your guys' side of the country last week, like, not, like, way, way north, but, like, a little more south from you guys.
Yeah.
It was, like, in the 70s. And then now it got back cold again this week. So, I don't know. It's just been kind of, like, weird. I've been hearing, like, the weather lately. So
we had 7 snowstorms in January. 7.
Wow.
And now we've had 2 big, huge snowstorms at the end of February, and they're looking at another one. We're just kind of like,
uh-huh.
Hey, okay, because we snowplow as well. So it's just kind of nutty. But anyway,
yeah.
Call tracking phone. What's that number? What was that about?
Okay. So what we do is we purchase a separate phone number for the business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to purchase whatever number, like area code you want. So if you guys want an 860 area code number, we're going to purchase that. And what this number is going to be for is anytime somebody calls, right, they're going to first call that number, and then it's going to route to whatever phone you guys want. And there's no delay on it. It's that good of technology. But the reason why we purchase a separate phone number for the business, it's going to give everybody analytics on a month-to-month basis of what's going on with the campaign. Where did this call come from? What area? Like, what surrounding areas are working? What surrounding areas aren't working? Did it come from Google? Did it come from Facebook? So it's kind of like when, Sandy, you call 911. You know how 911 knows exactly your location and, like, all this information about you when you call 911? Well, the same technology is going to apply for this phone number that we're going to purchase for your business. So we're going to put this phone number all over the place, on your website, on your Google Business profile, on your Facebook ads. It's going to have this particular number so we can keep track of all the leads, right, that you're getting, and we're not flying blindly, so that all of us can see transparency and how well things are going or not going in that matter. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why we do it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so whatever, so you guys would probably want an 860 area code number, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's basically will be part of the service, right? So that's also something we bring to the table is, like, you're going to have, a full dashboard, like, you'll be able to access, and you're going to have, like, you can download our app as well, Sandy, and it's all going to be there, right, for you, right, so that you see all your leads there, all your calls are recorded, by the way, so it helps you guys stay very, very organized, right, on our marketing efforts, and you're going to be able to see on a month-to-month basis, so when we have a monthly call with you, you know, we're going to be able to go over, Sandy, like, okay, here's how we're performing. Here's what tweaks are needing to be done, right? One thing I would highly recommend is you guys really using our 5-star feature within our platform to get those 5-star reviews, right, for you guys. Because right now, like, I don't know if you've seen, but you have 9 5-star reviews, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Actually, you're at a 3.9. I don't know. You might have this, maybe a couple we can dispute for you too. So
well, some
definitely.
Some of them are stupid, I think. Like one of our tenants wrote, it's noisier than
I hear like NT. The NT is the most recent. Yeah. And then Max Lewis a year ago. We can dispute some of these. So I'll definitely put into the team once we get everything set up, right? Mm-hmm. We can probably clean up maybe 1 or 2 of those. But yeah, but using our platform to get those 5-star reviews, all you got to do is enter the person's name and phone number, and the machine handles the rest. It'll send out an automated text message, thank you for using, you know, our company. Our company is, you know, dependent upon 5-star reviews. Please click the link, you know, and leave us a 5-star review. And I've seen so many businesses, Sandy, use this feature and really help their business out. Because obviously the more five-star reviews you guys get, the better off it is for all of us, right? It helps us rank you better. It helps us, you know, show you more credible on Google, right? And then as I talk to you about, eventually you guys could get a photo kind of like the Lewis Pest photo like I showed you. That would really help you guys out in the long run to kind of stand out on Google as well, right? And so we're going to also update some of your photos. So we're going to want some photos from you guys, right, so that we can update the photos and, you know, start putting some more photos, like, on your Google business profile as well. Okay. So we'll take care of all that. Like I said, we're going to hold your hand and make sure that, you know, you're taken care of.
Yeah, because all you're getting pictures of right now is some piles of snow.
I got you. So, like I said, I mean, obviously, well, I mean, sure, you have other photos like that you guys have had, or some work you've done, right? Some concrete work or stuff like that, or
I think
some of
it's
the...
all pretty much listed on, like, I tried to list it all on Google and Facebook. I don't mind.
Yeah,
because
I'm looking at your Google. Oh yeah, there's more. Yeah, I see more. Yeah, you actually have more than. Yeah, I do. Okay, yeah. So you have quite a bit of photos there. Yeah. Yeah, so that, and some of those photos we can use for your website too. You just tell us which ones you like and which ones you don't. And then obviously.
Right. How do I give you access to my Facebook website?
Basically, they're just going to, you'll click the link and it does it automatically, right? So once you get access to our platform, you just click the link and it'll, like, give us access to your business. Facebook page. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to remember.
It all integrates. It's really crazy how, like, technology is these days, you know?
Oh,
it's
am I
like,
going to remember my login information?
For your Facebook? Probably. I mean, you might have to, like, remember your username and password. And if you forget it, it's very simple to, you know, do a password reminder. Like, my team will help you with that, too. Again, we understand, like, we're not just going to throw you in the deep end and say, you know, we'll walk you through this, like, kind of step by step, you know, so that it's pretty easy on you.
I literally know very little about this stuff.
Yeah, totally. And it sounds like, you know, you're going to be handling this account. So I really think we should put your cell phone number just for my team, just in case we're trying to call you or get a hold of you. Because the last thing we want to do is try to call your brother, right? And
well, he'll talk to you, but he can't do any. You know, he won't. He'll be very ineffective.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
put it that way.
That's what I'm saying, and he won't know anything. So let me grab your cell phone number, and I'll just put that in here. What is it?
It's 203.
Okay.
494-8882.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead, and you're going to get some automated text messages as well.
What does that mean?
You're just going to get some text messages, and you'll see.
It's not. I hate text messages, so it's not going to be a lot of them, right?
No, definitely not. Just right now. Like right now, because I need you to click on something here real quick for me. And it'll come through soon. Yeah, we're not going to text you all day. Don't worry.
Or I don't want random ads.
Nobody likes that. Nobody wants that. Definitely don't want that either.
Okay, reply to this text or call us at whatever. Please check me email. Okay, what do I do? Want me to okay?
Yeah, no, there should be a link there though. Like
you
got
want me to click the link, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
SMS messages sent to my phone. Okay. Acknowledge the payment. Okay. All right. Click here and type.
And then it's
going to
have you put your name in there, your full legal name, right? And then you need to click, there's three check boxes in there. I consent to, like, SMS. I consent to, you know, it'll all be there. You'll see it.
signature does not match.
Did you put Sandra? A-I-U-D-I?
Yeah, well, it's hyphenated, but that's all right. Does it matter?
Yeah.
It's Sandra Iudi DiVincenzo, actually. Does it matter? Mm.
I would just put Sandra Iudi. Make it simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so now I have to have a username and a password.
Yeah, you'll get texted that as well, and that will be the last text sent to you. And I will get that to you right now, too. Okay, here you go.
New password. Okay.
Yeah, you should have gotten that text. It says, here's your credentials for your client dashboard. Usernames, your 860 number. And then the password we sent you on the text is GoPhotos. You see that in your text messages?
How do I get out of this thing?
I can always resend it to you if you like.
Hang on.
In fact, I'll even email it to you.
That was in a text message that you sent? You just sent me one?
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to email it to you, too, here.
All right, let's see here.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, there's a couple of links I have to click on. Yes?
Mm-hmm. The one with your name, you took care of that. That's good. And then you can download the app, but also I emailed you right now what we just texted you to.
Okay. Here are your credentials for – okay, so
– exactly. So I just emailed exactly that.
Well, I see that phone number. That was a bad review somebody wrote, that you sent their information to another company with a similar name.
Huh?
Or something.
I don't know. Sometimes people write the weirdest things, you know? We have 19,000 clients that actively are with us.
Well,
so.
I found a website where you had good reviews, and then I found this one that rated all was terrible reviews.
Yeah, that you like, know, those were like old reviews. I looked at all those reviews you were telling me about. That was like 2010. That's like 15 years ago, too.
Oh, wow.
But like
okay.
I said, we've been around for 21 years, so.
You guys should be able to get rid of those.
I mean, I've never even heard of that website. I asked some people about that. I've never even heard of that website. So it was like, I'm really not too concerned with it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we do work and like, you know, we don't work for everybody, but I can tell you for the most part, Sandy,
yeah,
even behind this desk, I have seen a lot of businesses scale, especially my clients. 96% of my clients stay with me on a month-to-month basis. So,
okay, so I did this whole thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It says
yeah, no
go
worries.
To google.com with your pass key for SD. What does that mean? That's my regular... What's a passkey? What does that mean?
Your passkey is just asking you for, it's like your password for it. And again, they're going to help you with it. Don't worry. Do not worry.
I don't have to do this now?
You don't have to do it now. Definitely don't have to do it now. That's
okay.
Like I said, we'll walk you through. So I do need to schedule that 45-minute call.
That's fine.
She goes by Sandy. And put this in here so I like shows. She goes by Sandy. Okay. You know, make sure I have that in there so my team don't call you Sandra all the dang time. Okay. I need to pull my calendar up. So let's see. When can we schedule a call? Okay. What kind of day is good for you this week? And I will give you some options, would you say, for a 45-minute call?
I don't think this week is going to be good.
Okay. Because they're going to start asking you, hey, you know, let's talk about your website. Let's go through some things. And again, they're not just going to throw you in the deep end, but definitely sooner we get through the call.
Yeah, why don't we say Monday? Monday afternoon, if that's possible.
Let me see what we got. Let's see what we got Eastern time.
Where in California are you guys located?
We're by Disneyland. By Anaheim, kind of, we're in a place called, Orange County, exactly.
I lived in Simi Valley for 3 years.
Nice. So our office is in Fountain Valley. Which is by Huntington Beach. So that's kind of where we're at.
Pretty there.
And yeah, it's very pretty, actually.
Much nicer than Simi Valley, I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Very expensive to live out here, though. So let's see here. Let's take a look. I could do like 1:30 on Monday your time, or I could do like a 4:00. Any of those times work good for you?
Yeah, well, let's do 1:30.
Okay. So I'm going to do 1:30 Eastern time, okay? It's going to be 10:30 our time. Yeah, and you'll get an email invite on it as well. So we'll just call you at that time. Obviously, you know, try to set a reminder for yourself because I know how everybody gets and we all get busy. We might be 10, 15 minutes late sometimes, okay? So I always tell people, hey, don't kill us if we are, just because, you know, sometimes callers beforehand do back us up sometimes. So that could happen. Okay. Yeah, so I got you all set up here, and then I got everything, like, dialed in. And then I will be touching base with you from time to time as well, behind the scenes and, like, just touching base with you, see how things are going. And then, like I said, we can talk later in the future, Sandy, about doing those paper leads and giving that a try once we start.
Yeah, let's get everything all set up first. I have to do like
absolutely.
One step at a time. All of this, all at once, is too overwhelming.
Oh yeah, totally, yeah, totally, yeah. totally, completely understand. That's why, but I am. That's why I wanted to tell you about it. But that is definitely the long term goal too, to like really help you scale. You know, take it to that next level. So we'll talk in the future, several months down the road, and we can start bringing that back up. So that being said, we will call you on Monday at 1:30. Okay. And, we'll, go over a bunch of stuff on the account, start gathering some paperwork that we need to get, from you too. You know, like things like I said, you'll get a list too, and they'll walk you through what we'll need to at the time. But definitely we'll, take it, like I said, one step at a time. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All righty. Well, you're all set. Appreciate your time. I'm glad you're going to put your trust into us, and we'll definitely take really good care of you. Okay, ma'am?
All right.
You have
Thank
a great
you,
rest of your day, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.